Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So let me read a little bit from Geshe Kalsang's commentary. No one wants to remain an ordinary, ignorant being forever. Well, unfortunately, many people don't recognize, all of us to a certain extent, don't recognize we're ordinary and ignorant until Buddha comes along and points it out. We thought we were just normal. But once you begin to discover it, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to stay ordinary. Nobody wants to stay confused. Nobody wants to remain like this forever. Indeed, all of us have the wish to improve ourselves and to progress to higher and higher states. The highest state of all is full enlightenment. And the main road leading to enlightenment is the realizations of love, compassion, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the wish to attain enlightenment that arises out of your compassion, because you understand the only way you can truly help others is by becoming an enlightened being. And the practice of the six perfections, that's what the practices you engage in to attain enlightenment. We can only develop these qualities in dependence upon other living beings. How can we learn to love with no one to love? How can we practice giving with no one to give to? How can we, or patience with no one to irritate us? That's kind of the one that makes us kind of go, what? We were good with the, how can we practice love with no one to love? Oh, yes. How can we practice giving with no one to give to? Great. How can we practice patience with no one to irritate us? What? Yeah. But it's true, isn't it? If you want to train in patient acceptance, if you want to improve your resilience, in other words, your ability to deal with stuff going wrong, difficult people. If you want to help people, you have to deal with people. Sorry. And that means you're going to encounter people. I don't even need to say difficult people, just people. People are difficult. You're difficult. We're all ornery and awkward and difficult and self-centered. And we're like surprised. This person was unreasonable. There's a person. Whenever we see another living being, we can increase our spiritual qualities, such as love and compassion. And in this way, we can come closer to enlightenment and the fulfillment of our deepest wishes. How kind living beings are to act as the objects of our love and compassion, how precious they are. Yeah. So that's kind of the key to what we're talking about here. Because otherwise, we could just say, okay, you need to develop patient acceptance. And that will work because everybody wants to be happy, and patient acceptance will help you to be happy. But just practicing it without understanding the big picture, without putting it in a bigger, larger framework, it won't be enough. You'll practice a bit of patient acceptance. You might get a bit better at it. You might, make your relationship slightly more harmonious, good, but it doesn't stop. That's what Geshe Kelsang just said. You'll want it to be a little bit happier than that. You're never going to get to the point where this is perfect until you're enlightened. So that's why we need the big picture. Because that will make you eager to train with your relationships. Instead of just living for the sake of relationship, you want your relationship to be for the sake of what you're trying to accomplish with this life. Some people, they just see, well, the relationship itself, that's kind of the goal. And then I'm just going to try to have this harmonious relationship. Some days it'll work. You know, like you see all these like interviews with people who are like are in a long-term relationship, and they're always like, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, but I think it's worth it. I don't know. I mean, that's essentially what they say, isn't it? It's like, but it's worth it, I think. And then sooner or later, it turns out they think it's no longer worth it. Or maybe they do, whatever. But is the relationship valuable in and of itself? Is that a value? Do you see what I'm saying? What's the value in terms of you fulfilling your wish? Is it producing inner peace, happiness, love, kindness, compassion? Is it helping you on your spiritual path? Spiritual path, by the way, is a long-term path. It's a long-term path. Geshe Kelsang, in his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, when he talks about the meditation on death, he encourages us to view the people that we relate to in this life as traveling companions, as opposed to, this is forever. If forever is 16 years, or 25, or whatever. My grandparents, they met when they were 14. And then got secretly engaged, you know. Married when they were 24, and then my grandfather died when he was like 87. And my grandmother promptly plummeted into a depression. And I thought, well, what was that about? Sorry, that was a bit of a downer story, but you were all going with me there for a while, weren't you? Yeah. But that's life. And that's the danger is when you look at the relationship itself as the thing that's going to supply you with happiness. No relationship lasts forever. A relationship can end at any moment. In the case of my grandparents, they had a good long run. But certainly my grandmother did not use it to develop her own sense of independence, her own sense of internal spiritual refuge, if you see what I'm saying. Rather, she put way too much reliance on my grandfather. And so when he passed away, she felt as if a kind of massive loss in her identity. And up until then, she'd been a very joyful presence. It was very sad to see. I'm just trying to make that point. The relationship itself is of no value unless you put it in a greater context. What is that greater context going to be? That has to be your own evolution. You're traveling companions. You want to know we're only traveling together for a period of time. And sooner or later, it's going to be my stop or your stop. And we're not getting off at the same stop. Nobody gets off at the same stop. We move on separately. We have a karmic relationship for a period of time, and then sooner or later it's time to go. And at that moment when it's time to go, you want to be able to feel like our time together was not just harmonious. It was meaningful. It was meaningful. This was time well spent in terms of actualizing our potential, increasing our path towards happiness, walking those 8 steps, moving closer towards actual freedom and happiness, so that when it's time to leave, you feel that your time with this person was valuable, was meaningful, and hopefully they feel the same. And then you can say, you know, fare thee well. Bon voyage. See you later down the road. Probably won't recognize each other other than maybe at some subliminal level, like happens, right? like happens. Like, why are you drawn to this person, not that person? Some old karma, some connection, some manifest, you know, ripening going on in the mind that allows you maybe to some sort of recognition, but not at a gross level, you know, because obviously you don't look the same or you're not, nothing about you could be the same, you know, whatever. And we won't get into that now. So, but it's so significant, isn't it? We're all just traveling companions. So what we want out of this relationship is that which is helping us to progress towards the actualization of our potential. Finally, that means enlightenment, the ultimate supreme goal. But before that, there might be many, many levels of goal. Like maybe many of you here are thinking, I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about enlightenment. That doesn't resonate with me at all. Okay, fair enough. So you can get off, you can just think with the intention to attain lasting happiness, what we call nirvana, liberation. Maybe that can resonate with you. That's a very traditional goal that Buddha taught. Enlightenment is for the benefit of all. Liberation, that's kind of like, oh, I attained lasting happiness. Or maybe that's already, like, I'm not quite sure about this lasting happiness bit. I just want to kind of have a happy life and that leads to a happy future. Like, maybe you're thinking, I want, you know, a fortunate future life as well. So you can use your life, this life, your present life, to train in virtuous minds, to create all this good karma, a reservoir of good karma in your mind, so that when you die, you're going to be very peaceful, very confident, you know exactly where to go, you have your refuge in your heart, and you'll be reborn in a situation where you can carry on, because you've created good fortune. That too, Buddha expressed as a valuable spiritual goal. That's an actual spiritual goal. According to Buddhism, it's not spiritual unless you're concerned beyond the parameters of this one life. Sorry. Otherwise, it's just worldly, because it's just about this one life. It's a worldly goal. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying that's what it is, you know. Then it's just a worldly goal. And again, you could then think, well, I'm not so sure about this spiritual thing you're on about. You know, I'm a scientific materialist. I'm a rational person. I need data. I need evidence. I'm not going to move there unless there's data and evidence. Instead, I'm going to believe without any data that consciousness ceases at the moment of the body ceasing. It's a little scientific religion. Anyway, fine. Go for that. Practice virtue. Use your relationships to create a lot of positive energy in your mind so that you have a harmonious life. And inadvertently, you will also have a meaningful one because you will have a future life and you'll have created a lot of good karma, so that's great. But you see what I'm saying? Either way, whichever result you're striving for, whichever result you're striving for, we need others. We need others to create the internal qualities of love and kindness and compassion and patience, generosity that we need in order to really become the person that finally we want to be and to create the infrastructure for happiness in our own heart that ideally will produce happiness in our relationships and good conditions for our life. Does that make sense? You know, I was thinking earlier about that sentence about how in order to practice patience, you need irritating people. And we immediately think of someone who, for us, is entirely irritating, you know. But really, that just means people. Because no one is always not irritating. That's not actually nothing to do with them and everything to do with us. It's always the case that you put two people together, maybe their moods will align for 10 minutes. and then not, right? That's always going to be the case. So there's always going to be, every single day of our life, there's going to be some degree of conflict, some degree of difficulty, some degree of agitation in our relationships. And this whole approach that we're going to be discussing is all about recognizing that, and in the context of this bigger picture, deeply acknowledging that, so that we go, great, yes. I don't want it to be smooth sailing all the time. I need my relationships to be a bit tricky. And I know the way it goes. You're with your family, you're with your friends. For whatever reason, you perceive the other person as acting in an unreasonable way, and it comes up in the mind, aversion comes up in the mind, and you're just like, you need to stop. You need to change. And what we want to do is we want to get to the point where we don't think that anymore. You may want them to change for their sake, if you see what I'm saying, because they're suffering. And so out of compassion, you may want them to change, but you don't want them to change for your sake. At the moment, we want them to change for our sake. You know, you're making me unhappy. Stop. We want to get to the point where, okay, maybe I want to influence you, help you to change, but not for my sake. For my sake, carry on challenging me. Our relationships are a bit like the gym. You go to the gym to be challenged, you know? If you see people lifting weights, they lift heavy weights. No one's there with a salt shaker on the side, kind of like, you know, look at me. Impressed. Because you're asking for something, right? To some resistance that you can then work against so that you can grow, in this case, grow your muscles. We're interested in growing our mind. And so we need each other. We need each other for that.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.